Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The calls come all day, all night, every day, every night. It's the worst.
Hold on.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Did you catch it?
I want to play one for Larry. He'll hear it. I hope Larry's listening.
Yeah, he's on.
Okay. He'll know this one. This is very common.
That's a great one.
It's not loud enough. It's in Chinese. It's a Chinese woman. And I mean, and I'm not trying to disrespect Chinese folks. But it's, I'm sure it's someone saying, we're going to come to your house.
We're going
to
kill you.
Kick your butt. Take your children or send us this money.
I need your social. I need it now or I will come get you.
And yes. If I knew where to call them back, I would call them back and say, no, I'm going to kick your. But anyway, we want to bring in Larry Maggot. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry.
I'm good. I didn't hear it, but was this a robocall in Chinese?
Yes, you've heard it, right? Yes. What the heck?
Yeah, and I don't speak a word of Chinese, so I'm not going to buy whatever they're selling. But maybe they're aiming at the Chinese market. I don't know what they're doing.
They must be, Larry. I mean, they can't imagine they're trying to get the folks in Pittsburgh.
I'm getting one right now.
She's getting one right now.
Yeah, let me see if it is. Yeah, hold on.
Let's
see. Hello.
Hey. So, Larry, I mean, is this? Do you think that the feds are really going to crack down this time, or is this just more lip service?
I don't think the feds are going to crack down. I think maybe the telco companies might crack
okay.
down. I think the feds, first of all, this is not a federal thing. This is
the states.
This is the state's yeah. attorney mm-hmm. generals, all 51 of them.
Yes, you're right. I apologize. Yeah.
50 states plus the district. And so the feds have done relatively little. They passed a law, but they can't enforce the law because these people are uncatchable.
Right.
But if the telco companies do what they say they're going to do, then they will be more catchable. They if they can actually make sure that every phone call has the equivalent of a fingerprint, so you know exactly where it came from, then A, you can block effectively, and B, you might be able to actually catch these people and get them to pay that $10,000 fine until they go out of business in one day.
Larry, what is it? What has made it so easy and so prevalent? Is it just the advent of technology and its progression, or what?
Remember when it used to actually cost money to make phone calls?
Yes. Right.
And during that period, there'd be no advantage to this because the cost would, all they have to do is get 1 in 1,000 people to fall for whatever they're trying to sell or scam, and they make money because it costs them nothing to make the calls. And that doesn't matter where in the world they are. So you can be sitting there in Nigeria or anywhere in the world calling the U.S. day in, day out with robots, and it costs you essentially nothing. And again, all you have to do is get a couple of bites and you're in the black. So that's a big one. And then the ability to spoof. So it is not that hard for them to fake the outgoing phone number.
Right.
And that's the problem. So I get calls look like they're from my own area code. Oh, one of my neighbors is calling. I better take them. Maybe it's my doctor's office, right?
Right.
I take the call and it's some kind of robocall.
Hello?
Larry, you know what? I'm watching this and I read the details of what they're trying to accomplish here. They say they won't be able to conduct much enforcement on folks that have landlines. My concern there is the folks that have landlines are generally senior citizens, and they're the ones that get scammed the most. That kind of troubles me.
That troubles me a lot because you're absolutely right. Senior citizens are vulnerable. My mother, during her later years, sadly had some dementia. And she actually fell for some scams. At one point, she paid $500 pre-taxes on a car that she won.
Oh,
somehow that
shucks.
Car never materialized. And, and we finally had to go to court to make sure that my brother and I could take control because she would have, gone through all of her money.
Right.
And that was very, very sad that to have to do that to an otherwise brilliant woman who, raised me. But the point is that all of us may be there someday.
Right.
And you're absolutely right. I actually wrote the online safety guide to senior citizens. You can find that on connectsafely.org. And the other thing that seniors fall for a lot, believe it or not, are dating scams. There are a lot of seniors who are lonely, and they will fall for these scams. And that's that's another aspect of these. There's another story about this Nigerian. You probably saw it, the Nigerian email scam ring that got broken up by the FBI yesterday.
That.
you know, it's the same. Basically, it's the same story as these robocallers are out to exploit people.
You know, Larry, what I find fascinating about it, you nailed so many points. I did a piece on a guy that sends $300,000 overseas to the person he thought was the love
nuts.
Of his life. And Larry, you always think they're stupid. And what I wonder is, why is it, Larry, that as you get older, you seem to be
more, you're more
vulnerable.
Apt to fall for this.
Why is that, Larry? I never was. My mother did this, well, Larry. She'd answer every call.
I'm no expert except for the fact I'm getting there myself, at least the age part. I think it's a combination that sometimes people do, you know, have challenges. It happens to some people, not everyone.
Yes, sir.
But the other is that they grew up at a time when they weren't educated about this. They didn't have to worry about this.
It was a more trusting time, too.
World.
Yeah,
a more trusting time. And, you know, and just people prey on this. As I said, my mother was heavily exploited. And I see it all the time. And you're right about the landline. I got rid of my landline because all I got was robocalls and junk calls. There were no real calls coming anymore. So I figured, you know, yanked it out.
We're talking to technology expert Larry Magid. Larry, you grew up in Southern California, right?
I did, in San Fernando Valley.
So did I. Where?
Van Nuys. Now called they renamed it Valley Glen because it's more upscale.
Oh, very nice.
Rather than improve the economy, they just renamed it.
Right. I grew up in Calabasas. I grew up in Calabasas, I read your article about your sister's passing, and I just wanted to offer my condolences. I thought
On Larry's World. That's on Larry'sWorld.com for any of our listeners, and it's probably the most personal tech column I've ever written.
It was a love story, yes. But he was talking about how he installed all these cameras or video doorbells, you know, all the things, so that at a distance he would be able to see that his sister was getting care that she needed. And now,
you want to know what happened? My sister passed away, but yesterday, 10 o'clock last night, she had a lot of dogs. She was a dog person. I found that the pit bull that is supposed to be isolated to one part of the house was roaming around the entire house, peeing on the floor.
Oh, jeez.
And I called the caretaker at 10 o'clock last night, and, you know, she was busted because I had cameras.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wendy does the same thing with her boys. Wendy has five sons. Wendy will say, "Did you do your work today?" And they'll say, "Sure." Did you say, "Let's watch the tape"?
No, I will not.
If any of your listeners want either a pit bull or a three-legged chow,
that's beautiful. Hey, Larry, let me ask a dumb question because I have a simple rule, and I tell everybody this. I don't answer the phone unless I see a name on it.
Yes,
I agree. If it's important, I'll call them back in 15 seconds.
Right.
Why just don't answer the phone?
I actually would have that rule except for one thing. I do a lot of what I'm doing right now. We call them two-ways industry. And often, some stations don't. Yours, by the way, identified itself. Thank you very much. A lot of the stations don't even identify themselves.
Right.
So I never know when the phone rings if it's going to be a legitimate radio interview. Or it could be that I won the lottery. That's the other possibility. No,
that's right. You just have to pay some taxes on it up front. It's all yours.
Right. I'm not counting on that call.
Larry Magid, we so appreciate your time. It's the first time we've had you on, Larry. Marty. And, yes.
Let's talk again.
We're happy to have you. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.